This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. As we heard in our last story, affordable housing is a central issue on Bay Area ballots. It's also showing up in our art scene. The Town on Notice is a new performance piece from Dimensions Dance Theater about Oakland's gentrification. It features the sounds of composer and pianist Juwan Kim, who makes what he calls hybrid music. Together with his group ensemble Miknawuj, he fuses hip-hop and classical elements together. Kim spoke with KALW's Jen Chien about creating a musical backdrop for one of the Bay Area's most pressing subjects.
How old were you when you came to this country?
I came here when I was 20 years old, and I was completely formed as an adult, basically. And then I adapted American culture. And what I really adapted was this pragmatism, you know, this plasticity, a willingness to change. If there's a better way, we will adapt it and change it. And this is something that I loved about America, because speaking of tradition, Korea is the motherlode of traditions, you know, and I was stifled by that, and I wanted to get out of it. And when I came here and realized that classical music was just like some sort of other traditional thing that I'm accustomed to in Korea, I wanted to get out of it, and I wanted to be in a field that is open to change and not set in a dogmatic way, and hip-hop is definitely one of those fields. And I think that what I'm doing now is actually new and actually contributing to a very exciting genre, and that's very meaningful to me.
When you first started putting your classical techniques and your classical training towards hip hop, what made you think, oh, well, this is a good idea, I'm going to put these things together?
Well, it was completely accidental, actually. So when I was doing a composer's concert at the conservatory where I was doing my master's, I was given a chance to present a piece, and I wanted to shake things up. So I wrote a novelty piece that featured MC with chamber ensemble. Everybody hated it, but
you didn't.
I didn't. And
the
audience loved it. Everybody, as in all my teachers, were oh my gosh, what are you doing? Why is this rapper guy in this conservatory building? And then, ironically, I got a full-page write-up on Oakland Tribune, which was totally crazy because I didn't really plan to do that, any of that stuff. So after that, my MC at the time suggested that we make an album, and I spent the next 6 months writing about an hour of music. And at the time, and still now, I think of myself as a serious composer, a serious musician, and I had to really think about what I did with my life. Because I didn't know hip-hop at the time.
You didn't know hip-hop.
I didn't know. I just plunged into it.
Uh-huh.
And then I discovered different repertoires, and I got into Dr. Dre, and then I discovered N.W.A., and I had this conversion experience. I always say that Dr. Dre dipped me into the river of hip-hop, like baptizing me, and I was reborn as a hip-hop composer.
I'm speaking with composer Juwan Kim, leader of the hip-hop chamber orchestra ensemble Miknawuj. You've worked with different MCs since you first started. I'm curious about what they need musically in order to do what they do. Has anyone ever said, no, I can't rap over that, or I need this specifically?
No, they didn't say that. They never say that, because hip-hop artists are very open-minded, actually. People who are not open-minded are people who think that they have achieved something great already. They are coming out of some sort of tradition of some sort.
So what do you look for in a musician then when you're building your ensemble?
I'm pretty rigorous about musicianship. All my instrumentalists are great players. They're all completely classical players, because I write every single aspect about the music very detailedly in my score.
Meaning it's not improvised?
None of it is improvised. The drummer that I have went to Berklee College of Music, and he can read music.
So you write out the drum parts too?
Yes, every part, even with the MCs too. I give them specific instructions of when to come in and when to go out. Of course, they write their own parts. So everything is written out, and I want everybody to be basically the best at their game.
Okay, let's listen to the first track from your album, Ensemble Miknawuj, a hip-hop orchestra. This is called First Song.
Looking at the world with brand new eyes, almost like I'm here for the very first time. And I never met the me that became subject to feed neglect, but reflect effortlessly into a sea of infinity, which some perceive as bliss, but we perceive it. We perceive it as this. She first came to me in a dream, and then she became really clean. In my mind's eye is a shining light, still hadn't been deceived, and already making a scene. And now with the mag of the mean, and to see the way fate was leaning, pretty love made on the week in between. Me and her mom is more than just me and the arms of hers and mine, which blurs the lines of what we were upon. Who would have known that you would resequence a song of longing to be about love when it wasn't no secret, my darling?
So, can you tell me a bit about writing this piece?
Last album that we released last year was heavily affected by the fact that I lost my mother. 2 weeks after, I also lost my grandfather.
Mm.
And this piece is about your first experiences that you have that defined you. And also, it's a piece of resolution. So at the end, you know, you sort of resolve whatever that's going on.
So it comes from a very personal place for you. When you spoke with the MC about how to bring that lyrically in, how did you ask him to translate those feelings?
Yeah, there are two people, actually, uh-huh. Dudat and Sandman. Both are tremendously talented people, and they have their own experiences and their heartbreaks. And I told them to write about that because it's about not just mine. It's about collective difficulties and joy and frustration, different things about life that makes you who you are and also sort of matures you.
You've composed music for The Town on Notice, which is this new piece by Dimensions Dance Theater, and it's dealing with the issue of gentrification in Oakland. Tell me how you got at that issue through the music.
The two pieces that I'm playing at the show are piano reduction of our usual setup. So I'm basically playing an idea of the piece. The theme of the pieces that I'm playing are based on my loss of my family members. Yeah, so the theme of it for me is like loss and how you deal with the loss. And when I actually played this piece, him, which is a part of this thing, one of the choreographers cried. So she really was moved by it, because I think that whether it's like a larger group of people losing their homes or their hometown, basically, or comparing to like personal loss, the loss is the same, whether it's greater or smaller. So I thought that they really got connected to the feeling of it, because that's what essentially music is conveying. And it was very compatible working with them.